Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, Alistair's having a little boogie woogie.
Hello, everybody.
He's
Hello,
merched Captain up and he's Peggy. Having a little bit of boogie woogie. Boogie woogie time.
I'm the best I've been for ages.
Oh, beautiful.
You're feeling good.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd ring in with a bit of a fun thing, if you're allowing me. Do you want to play a mystery object game?
Yes, I do. But I want to play it with buzzers. So... Right, so hang on, we're going to record our buzz. What should we have on this? Banzai! Have you seen the N-word?
Flipping heck. All right, mine is... Flipping heck, Daniel.
There's only one, okay. By the way.
Okay. Oh.
I just go and get it.
Okay. He's going to go and get it. I bet it's his bellend.
Well, he's left it quite a long way away. For this.
The size of his organ. Oh, you can't see his organ. We can.
Right,
we
can you see this?
Cummerbund.
What's that?
Okay, then it's not a cummerbund.
Face mask?
Not really, but close.
It's like it's a strap of some kind.
Yes.
And it doesn't... Chin strap. Chin strap.
Yes, that's very near, Catherine. Well, but what function does it have?
To straighten your jaw after you've smashed it either in an aeroplane or...
Do you want me to put it on?
TOS.
Are you... Is it for... Is it for facial tightening reasons?
Imagine the smell of it, though.
Oh, is it to stop me snoring?
Catherine wins again. Night,
she wins a night with Alistair to see if the strap-on works.
My grandma used to snore like a bear. Tiny woman, big noise, like a proper window rattler. She bought a number of devices. And when my granddad was alive, he was bad. She used to blame it on him. And she sewed ping pong balls into the back of his pyjama top. But he just crushed them because he was quite a big fella. But anyway, she bought this thing that made her nostril... They're like two little nostril cup things and they would make her nostrils pop out like that. But she said it didn't stop her snoring, but she could smell everything brilliantly the next day.
The reason I got this is because apparently there was a little bit of a complaint about the next door neighbour who... I know the guy who rents that house. I bumped into him and he said... And he just said it in laughing, jokingly. Oh, no, you've been all right. There's been no noise. Oh, he snores a bit loud, though, isn't it, mate?
Hello?
Your next door neighbour complained about your snoring?
Correct, Amanda.
That is insane. Papa Morph says, I told him to pee. I would have said, yeah, so what? Means my masturbation is too quiet. I don't... What?
What kind of a snorer are you, do you know?
Apparently it's very loud.
Is it? Or are you one of those ones that goes...
Do you guys
They wouldn't hear that through the wall, would they?
Ian, do you snore?
I do snore if I sleep on my back, but I can't sleep on my back very often, which is a shame because I have the best dreams if I sleep on my back. Yeah. So not massively. No, not massively.
I'm generally a front sleeper, but I have been known to do the quiet one. That one.
Have you ever been woken up by your partners because of it?
Yes. I've slept on the sofa because of the flipping rattling of the windows.
Yeah. This is the thing for me. The next door neighbour can't do anything about it if I snore. So that's it, you know?
Well...
I would put a shit through his letterbox.
Yeah, I would be inclined to go along the Sodom.
Does that work?
Thing.
Well, I tell you what, I think it does because... And I don't always wear it because it is a bit uncomfortable. But
yeah.
The morning after, when I wake up having worn it, I feel far better because I think I've had more oxygen during the sleep.
Okay.
It's basically what it does. It makes sure that the actual airway is not obscured. So, you know.
Alistair, you are a sweet, sweet, considerate man. Most people would just laugh it off and move on. But you're trying to do something.
Oh, I think he's a weirdo.
Do you?
I think he's absolute... Oh, he can hear it. Can you hear us, Alistair? Okay, he can't hear us. I think he's a weirdo. One of the strangest people I've ever come across.
Wow.
A lunatic.
And you've come across some proper...
I've come across... No, you're... Alistair, you can come back now. I'll turn our microphones on. There we go. We're back on. No, Catherine's right. It's nice that you...
You care enough to do something like that.
You listen
that.
About... You care about your community. That's lovely.
Yeah, it's right. And, you know, after lockdown, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go out and preach and get loads of followers and we're all going to go to Stonehenge. And we're going to have a
party.
Oh, okay, thanks for your call, Alistair. Goodbye.
He's a nice neighbour. My eldest daughter, however, today, I think she's on the next door neighbours from hell list.
Oh, go on, why?
Because we discovered that the cat has been helping herself to the fruit bowl. Oh. I say helping herself, just nibbling it and leaving it. You know, so that when you fancy an apple, you pick it up and someone's already started it.
Yeah. Stay there, call. I'll be with you in a second.
My eldest found it. She went, oh, look what Willow's been doing. So I said, I'll chuck it out in the back for the birds. Now, my child, it would appear, has got quite the arm. Maybe it's because her dad plays cricket. But she yeeted it right over the fence and it whistled past my neighbour's... Whistled past my neighbour's head.
Who's that? Who's that laughing at Catherine using the yeet? Who's that? Who's there?
That's me.
Who are you, Ples?
I am Jamie. We'll go with that.
We'll go with Jamie, shall we? Okay. Let's go with Jamie.
I'm convinced.
Jamie.
Pardon, sorry, I missed that last.
How can we help you?
I can't remember what you were talking about the other night, but I wanted to ask you both two questions, I guess. What is your favourite sitcom and what is your favourite sketch show?
Ooh.
Favourite sketch show would be Mr. Show, starring Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. I just think it's beautiful and wonderful and tedious and repetitive and joyous. That's where I kind of got the thing. That from that and Andy Kaufman is where I got the thing of doing a joke until it's really, really funny and keep doing it until it stops being funny and keep doing it until it gets really boring and uncomfortable, then keep doing it till you come out the other side and it gets funny again. So Mr. Show would be my sketch show.
What was it called again?
Mr. Show. And if you want an example of it, Mr. Show Thimbles, right? And okay. Sitcom... Is it too obvious to say Larry Sanders? I'll say Larry Sanders. I'm not a huge sitcom kind of guy.
I'm not mad about sitcoms. The closest...
I'm thinking of rewatching Seinfeld, actually.
Things I'll watch again and again. Father Ted. Even though Graham Linehan is... But yeah, Father Ted, probably. And sketch shows, I can't think of a good one.
Oh, come on.
Well, no, I can't.
The Far Show. That's probably my favourite.
But I kind of... I'm of the age where we saw The Fast Show and then saw it repeated five times.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we
I'm kind of done.
Saw a great film today, by the way, while you're thinking. Boss Level.
Right.
Oh, it's great. It's this guy. He's a Marine, a soldier. Right? And he gets stuck on the... He gets stuck
on... Being back.
We'll start watching the new... Milky Daniel, thank you. Watch your language in the chat. Thank you for that, but watch your language in the chat. He gets stuck on the day that he dies. And it goes on for about a year.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, and he has to work out why. And it's flipping Boss Level, flipping brilliant.
Okay.
Have you come?
Can I say hello to the chat while I'm here as well?
No, you can go in the chat and say hello to the chat. I mean, what do you think this is?
They're all talking.
The Chattanooga Choo Choo. Mr. Call. If you call us, we will.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for.
Well, I really think this is great.
Okay, it's not bad.
Right, Macca.
For a Tuesday, it's not bad. I never saw Phoenix Nights. I tell you, a great show that I watched a couple
of... I liked Car Share.
Okay. I like him, but I never saw Phoenix Nights.
That's good. I'll tell you what was really good, Early Doors.
I was about to say that. It was around about the same time as The Office, and it disappeared. And I only saw it a couple of years ago. It's flipping brilliant.
And the Royal...
It's one in the pub, right?
Yeah, and the Royal Family, obviously. But, I
flipping brilliant. Yeah. Early Doors is great. Absolutely great. This is a phony show. 0203-286-6370. If you've got Skype, give us a bit of that. You should be... Milky Daniel, please. Thank you for the £10. But stop. Just watch what you're doing. There's £20 now. People want to donate, by the way. I should let you know how. You can donate. This is our job. We give you 20 hours at least entertainment a week. This week we're giving you about 35 hours because we're doing a 12-hour show on Friday, which
Catherine
is. On the 12th. 12 hours. It's 12 by 12. It's 12 5. 12, 5'd. I've got to work it out. Let me take this call. Hello, caller.
Hello, chat.
Oh,
it's not one bias.
You piece of shit.
Next time.
Who is that in the chat, mods? Who is that in the chat? And we will time them out. Hello.
I'm a stinky monkey man, and that is the plan.
Stinky monkey man, and that is the plan. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm a stinky monkey man, and that is the plan. Do you remember that song I was obsessed with? Chunky Monkeylicious! I was trying to sing it. And I get... Do you ever do this? You're trying to remember a song. And you get stuck. And you... Instead of going off in the song, you go off in a different song.
Right.
So I'm trying to sing. And I'll play a bit in a minute. I went to a dance looking for a man. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance. That's where I'm going. This is going to be trouble. I'm going to hover. Yes, hello? Stop listening to the stream. Listen to my voice. Hello?
Uh-oh.
No, we won't take that tonight.
Oh, no. I may have my settings messed up.
We can hear you now. Milky Daniel, we're going to pass on your calls for tonight. Thank you. Try again tomorrow. Hello, caller. Now we can't. Turn your Twitch stream off. They've hung up.
Turn the whole thing off.
Right. So let me find... I can't remember who's... Funker Monk. Let's see if it's on Spotify. Funker Monkylicious. Funker Monkylicious. She's a kid.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Emsie, you'll love this song.
It sounds like one of yours.
It's a great old song. Basically, Ben GB, thank you for the sub. Mad Plotter, thank you for cheering those bits. Funky Monkylicious.
Funky Monkey. Chunky Monkey.
Chunky Monkylicious.
It's Chunky Monkey.
Here we go. This is it. Oh, this is a song, man. This isn't it.
No, this ain't it.
Daniel, we're not going to take your call tonight after the use of the M word. I get it. Let's talk tomorrow, but not tonight, please. So stop calling in. Chunker.
Allegra, wasn't it?
Chunky Monkey. Here we go. Chunky, Chunky. This is a great song. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance on Barbara Ann.
It kind of reminds me a bit of a song. There used to be a kid called Jordi in France, Jordi. And he was a baby, and he used to sing a song about how difficult it was being a baby, and he was cute. It feels like that.
Here we go. This is a song. This is such a great song.
Chunky Monkey-licious.
Already, that's the best intro to any song you've ever heard in your life.
Unless you live with two little girls who do this all day, as I do.
Lena says, I hope you're letting Catherine have an hour off at 9:15 so she can watch The Circle. Of course, of course.
I've got it on record. Don't you worry. I'll be listening. I'll be watching that.
So this is the intro to the song. This is a great intro.
Chunky Monkey-licious.
And somehow in my head, this then goes off into Barbara Ann. Dance, looking for romance, and I saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance. Went to a dance, looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I think I'd take a chance.
I went to the zoo, looking for you, what did I find?
What a song!
Was a couple of elephants and chimpanzees, that's what I did see, that's what I did see. But something seemed to catch my eye, something seemed to dazzle them up, a chunky monkey.
By the way, I'm happy to play all of this because the trouble we've got in uploading the videos to YouTube where we sing over the top of the Travelling Wilburys. Oh, God, yeah. And we're banned. One show is banned in Syria and South Korea because we played Zilch by the Monkees. So I'm happy to play all of this.
Wow, we... Rude.
It was you.
And hurtful.
Yeah.
What a song. It's the Yes.
Come on. Does sound like you though, Imzy, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
It's an Imzy song.
This is great.
And the confidence.
It goes on. I love that song.
It's pretty much the same all the way through, yeah.
0203. What are you talking about sending us a dictionary? What have we spelt wrong? I am in 2021. Do you want a dictionary in your PO box?
Or is this Daniel? Because he was going on about the dictionary and words.
Oh, it was Daniel. Yeah. Oh, Daniel.
Let it go, mate.
Leave it. Leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it.
Because at the moment, we're giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Most people for dropping an N word will be banned forever. We're letting it go. 0203! 286-637. Can we get a shout out for MZ Plays, please, who's one of the best goddamn
yeah.
streamers? The Chunky Monkey.
Yeah.
The Chunky Monkey.
Yeah.
Love and Novelty song, says Sleep John B. Anyone remember the guy singing about his dad driving a JCB? It was two guys. I was on a Radio 4 show with them, and it's got a line about Bruce Lee's nunchuckers. Do you remember that song?
Yes.
It's a great song. They were called Nizloppy. Nizloppy. It's a really nice album, actually. Very nice album. MZ Plays is one of our favourite streamers, even though she's a dickhead. We want her to become partner. Why do we want her to become partner?
Because that's the only way she'll leave us alone. No, because she's brilliant, right? Whoa.
MZ, lovely
it's
to see
so
you.
It's so nice when nice things happen to nice people.
Yep.
So we want that to happen to MZ.
Peace. Peace. What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding? Ah.
Yeah.
Talented guy. I'm bipolar and I'm ADHD. Bipolar and ADHD.
You've
have
got been it all, haven't you?
I got it all.
If it costs now, it'll have it.
A lot of people coming up to me saying, I want to be. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Fallen Reaper. Thank you, Beezy. A lot of people come up to me saying, I want to be what you are. And I said, you can't be what I am.
Yeah.
I am what I am.
Medical miracle.
I am it explains so much. Mm. So, yeah, I've been diagnosed as bipolar and ADHD this week.
Only
so,
a bit bipolar, though.
No, here's the thing. I played down... When he asked me the bipolar questions, I played it down a bit. Excuse me. I played it down a bit. So I'm self-diagnosing as... like I have to have another consultation.
And this time you're going to whack it right up.
Put it up to 11. I have to have another consultation.
Yeah.
6 weeks after I'm clean, 6 weeks after I'm clean from my...
Venlafaxine.
We need a clean shot. Have we only got one clean shot and it then does this?
Just be in bed.
So, yeah. Whatever. Let's get some freaking fun. We haven't had any phone calls tonight.
Because this is now the talking section. I don't think we played that up, did we? It's the talking section. So it's the bit where you get to talk.
Oh, we've got...
Because
oh,
in a half an hour, we're going to have the...
Meditation. I'm going to have a pee before we meditate because I don't want to piss my pants
Don't relax too much if you need one.
We are going to... we're going to have meditation.
I did square breathing when they were injecting my gums the other day, and it worked a treat.
I use my transcendental meditation mantra when I'm going through painful treatments, like experiments done on me.
Experiments.
When I've been abducted
by
aliens. Can we sort out? Maybe this is a thing for Friday's 12-hour show. 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12. We're going to make a poster tonight for that show. Because a lot of people said, oh, your posters are shitty. And, well, screw you. The posters are not, actually. They're good. It's on the 12th. It's 12 hours on the 12th, starting at 12 midday, finishing at 12 midnight on March the 12th. Right?
I'm going to need 12 wines.
Daniel, you are that close to getting blocked from the chat. That close. You dropped the M word on our show.
Yeah.
Is unacceptable. You're still here. Shh. Right? That would not happen. So you're that close. One more comment in the chat that I don't like the look of.
In a metaphorical sense.
Oh, literally metaphorical because of T-O-S.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've got some wooden bracelets.
Yeah, your sister's calling for a banyo.
Yeah, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, Banyo. That's a character in Arrested Development. They adopt a Korean kid.
Yeah.
And I think that his name is Banyo, but I think that's also the word for hello. And then he ends up living in between the walls.
Oh, God.
I think so. Sometimes.
That doesn't sound ideal.
Anyong. It's good, Arrested Development, but then I go back and watch it, and actually the first season's quite slow, so I don't...
It's because we're the YouTube generation now.
Okay, we've got minus 20... Oh, that follower goal should go.
It's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing now. We didn't...
Failed.
Even get...
We didn't even tickle its chin.
We didn't get close.
No.
So that follower goal can go.
It never happened.
That one's gone. That one is gone. That one is... That one can go. But it comes back... On Friday, if we get 650 followers on Friday...
Yeah. I'm going to sneeze.
My boys are giving me a yes day for daddy.
Well, I'm owed one anyway because it's Mothering Sunday and I've been doing a lot of mothering recently. Although tomorrow, both kids will be at school and I will be sad.
Pleasure yourself.
Oh.
By watching anything you want on Netflix.
I forgot about that.
Good evening, Gatters.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kat.
And greetings to you.
Oh, thank you very much. If it's a little noisy, I do apologise. I'm walking home from my mum's to home, so I apologise for any background noise.
Don't really care. What would you like to say?
How's your mum?
Well, she's doing very well. She just turned 70.
Or just so, now?
I've seen your mum. She doesn't look 70.
She is, but she'll thank you for that.
She doesn't look any more.
Have this one, Gatford. She's going to love this one. My youngest tells me I'm in my... late late 20s.
She's 44.
Not 43.
Lino says in capitals, which means he's shouting it, watch out for bikes! Gatford was knocked over by a bike or a fridge. I can't remember which.
It was a near miss. They didn't.
There was a man on a bike carrying a fridge.
Anyway, what do you want?
What do you want to make those eyes of me for when they don't mean what they say? They make me glad. They make me glad. They make me want a lot of things that I've never had.
Although, consent is still important, so it's not about what eyes you're making. Don't you ever apologise for that. You can't help it.
Right, that song was written a long time ago. Different time.
Yeah, that bit where he goes, well, that's all right. I'll get you alone tonight. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. No.
No. That's right. No. I think sometimes people get too upset.
What you got there?
There's not
what do they get upset
that.
About?
What do you, Gafford? What do you want, please?
Sorry,
If you're just scared walking home in the dark, and are we quiet to you?
No. You said,
you're just being rude. Just being rude. You're just being rude, and Daniel just said the N-word. Okay, fine. Right, carry on.
Yeah, I've got an idea for Friday. It's called the TLNA Census. I was thinking. Unique opportunity, 12 hours of broadcasting.
Yeah.
Going to get a lot of
phone. Never been done before. World record.
You could ask five questions of each caller to take part if they want to take part in the TLNA census. You know, age bracket. How did they find TLNA? Who's their favourite advertiser?
You know, okay. This is a stinker.
I don't know. I do not know. This is a problem when it's just me and her doing the show. We've got no one to vet the phone calls. Adrian, thank you for resubscribing. We have got no one to vet the phone calls.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Sorry, I got cut off. I don't know.
Okay, so 12-hour show on Friday. Never been done before. It's a world record. Never been done. Certainly never been done on Twitch. I don't think it's been done online. I've been unable to find balcony shirts. I've been unable to find any examples online in any forum. So I think it's pretty unique. That's midday on Friday.
You see that trail? No, you can't, because we're about to blaze one.
Okay. That was good. Actually, we have got a trailer.
Have we?
Well, we played it yesterday.
Play again.
Okay, I will do.
I think you'll love it. It's great. You won't have seen one of these before, because no one's done it before.
Oh, hang on. I think this is a kid that says nonsense. Hello? Yep, thought so.
Quiet child.
Where is it? I might have deleted it, actually. Oh, here we go.
Is everyone excited? You should be, but this is going to make you even more excited.
It is exciting, actually.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Stop.
Screen two. Here we go. Thank you to Jenna for this. No thanks to Jim. I was doing the poo when that cat was sat on me. Lucky was not so lucky then. We will finish. Here's a guarantee. We're going to finish Diana off on Friday. We will finish.
We've only got 12 hours.
Diana off on Friday. It's the last thing we do. A bit longer than I remember it, actually. A little bit longer than I remember it. Honestly. Missile Truck says, I saw people advertising 24-hour Dungeons & Dragons streams on Twitch, but didn't tune in to find out if they managed it. They didn't.
No, they say 24 hours for entertainment purposes only.
They didn't. It's like wrestling is not real fighting. It's ballet, it's dance. It's not real. Same as that. Oh, eating there, we are eating. That's a show. March the 12th at 12. 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. No technical difficulties. None. No technical difficulties.
Not one. Not
Let's
one.
Let's just read this, because we didn't read this before, because I wasn't really paying attention. Starring Catherine Boyle and Lee, edited by Jenna Ashley, production designer Mark. Oh, it's the cats. Director of Photography, Lucky. Casting by The Callers. Music by Nigel. Costume designer, Willow. Executive producer, George. Written by Patty. Directed by Big Boy.
God,
holy shizer. There we are. That's happening this Friday. Yeah. Call us.
Do it. Do it before we blow up and get massive and we won't be talking to any of you anymore.
All right, calm down. You've had your turn. How do I get out of this? That's too big. All right, so I found some, I did some work for tonight. You can call us at any point. We haven't got any posts. Any posts we get between now and Friday, which, I'm not lying.
No, you've got sweets there, though, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, I ate all of the wham bars. Thank you, Jono. All of, if you want to write to us, you can. TLNA, P.O. Box 1181, Aylesbury, HP 22, 9TE. But more importantly than that, this is a phone-in show, guys. Phone us. Call 0203-286-6370. I think Mark Watson did a 24-hour charity stream. He didn't. He did a 24-hour show in Edinburgh that was live and in a theatre. That is easy because you've got the thrill of the audience being there. You've got people bringing you in food and drinks. He brought in loads of other people to help him out. Completely different.
Yeah.
It's completely... Can I ask...
You'd embarrass yourself there.
Could you stop trying to find holes in something that is airtight?
Yeah.
Did you stop looking for little gaps?
Stop trying to kill the buzz, man.
We've thought about this, and this is dangerous. So fuck off.
Please.
Just be in bed. Just be in bed.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So I got some... Well, they saw you moving that. We should... Let's play some ads and get rid of... If you don't want to see the ads, you got to sub. I'll talk to you about the subbing later. I can't be bothered to do it now. Well, it just goes on and it's boring and they know. And if they're not sub now, they probably never will. If the stream goes down, do you have to start again? There will be no technical...
Are you threatening our stream?
I feel threatened.
Watch yourself.
Right, so I found some... Here we go.
Oh, I found a thing as well the other
day. We've got some stories, guys. Let's move us up here. Right, so we're up here now. You think that's a lot of tabs I've got open. You should see the ones I've got on the main screen.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got them on the main screen. I've got that many. Look, writing an essay, writing a 4,000-word essay. Got 4 weeks to go. 4 weeks to go on a 4,000-word essay. 2,800 words already.
Ace in it is.
2,800 words already. And I went through it. And the reason I managed to get it up that much is because I'd made some notes at the start. Little reread, little tidy up. Those notes
really
could
good.
Be. Those notes slotted in nicely in between there and there. Copy and paste. Thank you very much. Don't mind if I do. 2000. Heather says, what are you studying? It's a diploma on essay writing. And this is term two. So this is the first essay we've had to write.
Yeah.
And so I'm writing an essay about writing essays.
Yeah.
And 4,000 words, it's tough. How often do you reread? Never. Never. Never go back. Never... Admit defeat. Never surrender.
No. Never apologize.
Never. Be strong. Be confident in what you write. Never.
Once it's on the paper, it's none of your business anymore. It's a living thing. Gotta set it free.
It's a living thing. Don't you did that thing where you miss out. If you're going to do
Dolly
a song
Parton
with me.
Did that the other day and you didn't criticize
If
her.
You're going to do a song with me, don't miss out the silence because it buggers up the timing.
Honey. I'm an artist. I'll do it however I want.
It's a living thing. Fuck, there you go. There's a beat there. It's a living thing. What a terrible thing to do. Lino said, can we time Lino out? Have those blueies turned up at the P.O. box yet? I'm starting to think I've got the address wrong.
Do you want a story?
No, no, I don't.
Tell us a story then, instead of flexing your music. Oh, yeah. So my eldest threw the apple out into the garden, but it went over the fence.
Grammarly does thought, more.
And she was mortified because, you know, basically she's launching missiles, yeeting missiles into the neighbour's garden. And then we heard a chuckle. The neighbour was in the garden.
It's a hungry neighbour.
Yeah.
It's a hungry neighbour.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talk to me about 34SP.com.
34SP.com, they're brilliant, right? But you can have your own website. You don't even need to have one top 10 hit. They won't make it for you. No, no. Come on, baby. You can do it yourself.
Come on, baby!
So what you got to do is use their very simple tools for WordPress. And if you find it difficult, you can give them a call. They're great. They're on the end of the phone. They're at home. They're waiting for you to call them. And they're just wonderful. That's 34SP.com. Oh, yeah. And there's a deal, too. TLNA will get you 3 months for absolutely free. So if it doesn't work out, you can walk away.
That's true. Abbeycare.co.uk. If you're struggling with booze or drugs or sex or food or shopping or any of those things, those can be addictions. You might be an addict. You might not. You might be. Abbeycare.co.uk. We'll have a little look at their website later in the week. Abbeycare.co.uk. Specialist addictions recovery clinics. They've got a place in Gloucester, which is where I went to over the new year. They've also got a place in Glasgow, which I did not go to, but they've got a swanky new place. It looks fab. You'll speak to people who have lived the addiction. They ain't just like read it in a book. They've lived it. Most of them, if not all, are recovering addicts, and they won't know exactly what it's going through, but they'll have a lot more understanding than maybe you're just your GP or something like that.
Yeah.
Abbeycare.co.uk. Mention this and you get 25% off. So I'm going to go for a peek because we're going to meditate. And sometimes I meditate, my bladder releases.
Everybody, we're about to do a meditation section. So I want to make sure that you are all wearing loose clothing. I would like to be wearing clothing, please. And that means of you are going to have to put some clothes on. So what I want you to do is just to find a nice space out on the floor. And you sit however you would like, however is most comfortable for you. Make sure you've got plenty of room. If you want to just do this and make sure you're not whacking anybody, you know, we're all used to social distance. This is a little bit of time just for you where you're not going to be near anybody else and you can just get with the zen. If everybody's ready, you might want to get a little glass of water.
Lucky, kissing.
Well, it was a romantic song.
How do we... Right. Here's actually an important question. Before we... We're going to go to My Lemon to Lemony in a bit, who's brilliant. We love her, right? She's fab. Got a great channel. I think she's here now. let's get a shout out with let's get a shout out for Lemons and Lemonade, because you're going to want to be following up.
Yeah.
Right. How do I turn off all of the audio so that we don't get donuts?
Donuts. Although that will be what I'm thinking about.
How do we turn that off? How do we turn that off? Yeah, I guess a timeout. That's a timeout. Are you going to time out or ban?
I'm thinking ban.
Timeout. How do we turn get that off? So we want to go to...
the name alone.
Screen 2, Dixie Normouse.
Dixie Normous.
Oh, we don't say Dixie anymore, do we? Because it's associated with slavery.
Quite offensive.
It's associated with slavery.
Also, someone's overcompensating there, aren't they? Quite obviously.
So we go to screen 2. So do I...
Donuts.
Right, okay. Richard has just subscribed. Thank you. So how would I want to turn that down. Could someone donate us, like, I don't know, 20 quid or... No. I need to know how to turn that down. So that is that. You're down. You are up. You are down. Maybe it's the logo. No. I have... it could be... No. Just no one donate or sub, please, while we're speaking to our guest is all I can ask you. It's all I can ask you. I've really got my fingers crossed we don't get a raid.
Yeah.
Because we are...
It could spoil the Zen.
We are absolutely screwed. I apologise in advance, Lemons. I don't know how to turn it off. Lino, she sent us the link. She's hosting the Zoom, right? So yeah. We could be, I think this means she can take over. It's like fishing with PH. It's like she can fish our show. I think that's what it means.
I think she'd throw it back.
Why did we lose 50 viewers during that song? I don't really.
Jealousy.
Aha. Yeah, that'll be it. So that came through. Chubby Hamsters gifted a tier sub. Okay. Oh, I need the meeting passcode. Look, I like that. It makes me feel important. If anyone knows how we can mute.
Well, Pinky's Funhouse is talking about Streamlabs, but we're not on Streamlabs anymore.
It's OBS. It's OBS Live. You can hit the volume button on your alert box. We should still have an alert box. Oh, if I click there, is there a volume button? Where?
Hello, Ian, can you hear me?
Hello,
I think I can hear you. I think you're muted.
Oh. Hello.
There we go.
Now, hang on. There you go. And you can see us.
Yes, I can.
Now, I need you to come through there so that we can... Now, just could you just say hello again, please?
Hello,
beautiful.
Everybody.
Beautiful. We gotcha. I'm just going to enable preview. Listen, please, everybody, I beg of you. Don't sub to us, don't raid us while we're doing this meditation, because I have got absolutely no way of turning off the audio.
We're out of control.
I don't want to upset our guests. This is going to be a very chilled moment. We've had Lemons on before. And how are you, by the way?
I'm good. How are you both? I just saw your song of Greece. I didn't know how I was going to follow that, to be honest.
I don't know why you're laughing. Yeah. I mean, I'm laughing. You're laughing because it made you feel good, right?
Exactly. That's what I mean. It brought back. I actually performed in Greece when I was a teenager, so it brought back memories.
Wow. Were you in the production with Shane Ritchie?
No.
Okay.
At school.
Okay. Okay. Well, if ever you want to sing some Greece, this is the place. This is an open forum.
This is a Greece, a Greece friendly place.
This is my Lemons of Lemonade. Let's get a shout out in the chat for her channel. How is Twitch going for you? Are you doing much twitching at the moment?
To be honest, no. My last stream that I did was back in December.
Okay.
And that was for a festive chillathon that I did with the Discord that I'm part of, the Chill Zone Discord. So it was like a group. It was 8 different streamers. But I've been focusing on my Patreon site at the moment, trying to build that up.
Now, I'm going to go and find your Patreon site in a second. I'm going to put a little link Oh, it'll be in the email you sent, won't it? You very cleverly put all of your links in the email.
Oh, yeah.
Should I post all of those links in the chat, or would you just prefer the Patreon to be posted?
Well, I have a link tree which has all the links on it, so we could just post that one in the chat myself.
I don't even know what a link tree is.
We'll find out together.
Well, this is wonderful. There we go. There's Lemon's link tree that's got all of her links: a Patreon, Twitch,
all the socials.
All the socials are covered. So go and have a little look, look at the links, and we'll post that again in a bit, and then we'll post it again at the end.
Thank you.
And just remind us, your background. Who are you?
Who am I?
What is your background? What is this? What is happening here?
So I'm a registered and trained yoga teacher, and I decided to become self-employed at the end of 2019. It was a big dream of mine that I've sort of built up years towards, the courage to sort of quit my day job and pursue this. And then obviously, unfortunately, lockdown happened a couple of months later. And yes, stuff went wrong, let's say, but I focus now more on the virtual side. So it's sort of, I'm still sharing my skills and my passion for yoga and meditation. But yeah, it's not in the way that I first imagined it. So it's just, I've just had to adapt sort of my mindset.
But this, but yoga and meditation it works surprisingly, it's not ideal. None of this is ideal. And maybe there is an end in sight. But this actually works surprisingly well on online, doesn't it? Well, we've both had yoga classes, Catherine, and we thoroughly enjoyed your meditation, your guided meditation last time. It actually works.
That's true. It's not exactly maybe as challenging as perhaps other things trying to do it virtually. So, yeah, I have that on my side. I have technology on my side and these wonderful platforms as well to use.
People are saying, turn me up a bit. You don't want to hear me. You don't want to hear. This is not about me. This is one of the few moments of the show where my ego is checked outside the dojo. Because I'm doing karate after this. We got the hall booked for karate after this. If you guys could hurry up, please.
Make sure I hurry up out.
I don't want to ruin meditation, but we've got it booked for karate at 9:30. So we haven't. Shall we? Right. Everybody, listen, we're going to start in about 30 seconds a minute. So if you need to go to the toilet, go to the toilet. If you need, you want some water, maybe have a sip of water. But basically, just get yourself, I'm going to shut up in a minute. Just get somewhere comfortable. I'm going to put my chair, lock my chair back a little bit so I can go back a bit. Mods will keep an eye on the chat. Get comfortable, get relaxed. This is lovely. If you've never meditated before, this is such a great way. It's great for mental health and physical health and just chilling out and stuff. Catherine, is there anything you'd like to say?
No.
I'm going to shut up, I'm reading MC's name in that. I'm going to shut up my lemons a lemony, and it's over to you.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to, if people wanted music this time. So last time I didn't have music, copyright free.
If you have it there to go, then let's go for the music. That'd be great.
So I've pressed play. So if you can let me know how loud you can hear it, I can turn it up or turn it down. It's just more sort of...
I can't... It's very, very quiet. I'd go up a little bit, please. There we go. Oh, there we go. Oh.
And then if I'm talking on top of that, does that sound okay level-wise?
That sounds absolutely perfect, I would suggest. Catherine, would you...
Yes, and El Boydo, who's producing from in the chat, says it's okay too, so everyone can rest easy.
Perfect.
I would maybe go down maybe just one notch on the music, and then we're there.
A little bit notch, yeah.
Then we're there.
Just in case. Perfect.
That's it. We are all
yours. I think
we're
there. We're there. Great. Okay. So, hello, everybody. My name is My Lemons Are Lemony, or Lemons for short, and I'm going to take you through a guided meditation this evening. So... Last time I was on the lovely TLNA, I did a mindful body scan, and it focused around the energy of the full moon, which is the energy of letting go. But in today's meditation, we're going to reflect on our energy and reflect on those tasks that give and take our energy. So you can reflect mentally if you prefer, or if you have a notebook handy that you do want to actually write down, and you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, you can just keep the eyes closed and relax and sit back in the chair and just allow these thoughts to naturally come forward. And then maybe afterwards you can write a few notes if you want to reflect and express maybe what you experienced and what came up for you. So first of all, let's all sit comfortably, making sure that our spine is nice and tall. You can use cushions or a blanket just to make it extra comfy, light a candle or some incense. And I just want you to make sure that your feet are completely flat on the ground if you can reach the floor, making sure the legs are not crossed and the hands are relaxed on the lap or on the knees. Roll the shoulders forward and up. And then as you exhale, roll them back and down away from the ears. Tuck your chin in slightly towards the chest, and that will lengthen the back of the neck. If anything that I suggest does not work for you, that's absolutely fine. Just take what works and leave what doesn't and adapt to suit your body. So we're going to start by taking three cleansing inhales and exhales. So let's deeply inhale through the nose and then open up the mouth, and you can sigh it out. Inhale through the nose and sigh it out. One last time, inhale through the nose and exhale, release. And if you haven't done so already, just gently close over the eyes and just start to become aware of the journey of your breath. How deep or how shallow are you breathing? Are you breathing through the nose or the mouth? And just follow that journey of the inhale down the back of the throat, into the lungs, feel the ribcage expand. And then as you gently release and let go of that air, feel the air come back up through the throat and then either back out through the nose or the mouth. And as you work on lengthening and slowing down your breath, I'm just going to read something about our energy just to place this meditation. So our energy is kind of like the weather. It can vary throughout the day. In 1 hour, we can feel focused and motivated. And then in the next, our minds start to slow down and the day suddenly becomes an uphill climb. There are so many things that can impact our energy. And we all know that rest, exercise, and a healthy diet all play a key role in stabilizing our energy. But there is also helpful ways to pay attention to how certain tasks impact our own individual energy. And we all have things in our day that give energy and take our energy away. So we're going to be focusing on that give and take of energy and how it's unique to all of us. And understanding your own unique energy flow can then perhaps help you build a day around your energy flow. And that will hopefully then allow you to be kinder to yourself. So let's take a deep inhale together. And when you're ready, let go. Exhale. Again, let's breathe in deeply and slowly. And exhale, let go. And I want you to try and bring your awareness to this point, this moment in time. Remind yourself that there's nowhere else to be but here. And by bringing yourself into the present moment, maybe touch, if you can, touch your thumbs to the tips of your fingertips, each finger, your index finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your little finger. And just feel that sensation of that light touch. Maybe wiggle your toes gently. And then check in with the jaw, making sure the jaw is not clenched and your brow is relaxed. If you'd like to move, I invite you to stretch in any way that your body needs right now. You can straighten the legs for a few moments or lightly stretch the neck side to side, or maybe even just circling your wrists might help you. Just a slight movement. You don't have to move if you're enjoying the stillness. And when you're ready, finding stillness and just focusing on the breath. Maybe noticing how stretch changed your breath. Are you able to breathe deeper now? Inhale slowly and deeply. Exhale, release slowly. With the eyes closed, let's start by reflecting on this question. What takes your energy? Think first about maybe tasks in your daily life that leave you feeling drained or stressed or tired when you do them. And be kind to yourself as they come up. This is about being honest with yourself and not being critical of yourself. I'll leave you a few moments just to explore that question. Now, let's think about the people in your life. Maybe there's friends, colleagues, family members that take a lot of your energy to engage with. Maybe think of one or two names. Now, let's explore how you treat yourself. Is there language that you use that discouraging or draining? When and where does this negative self-talk happen most often? So just take some time as you breathe, inhaling and exhaling, letting go, and just see what comes up for you. If there's any language that you know that you fall back into when you're feeling drained of energy. And as you're thinking of these answers to these questions, it might take more time than outside of this meditation, so you can take this with you and maybe think about it in another time. But also remembering that these things, these people that drain our energy, aren't all bad. And you can still have these daily tasks that you need to do, but the fact that you know that they take more energy is a way to manage your own energy a bit better. And you can still, of course, love people and know that they take a lot out of you. And it doesn't mean that you can never engage with these people or these tasks. It just means that you can now be strategic about when and where you spend the time and the energy. So now let's take a moment to think about what gives you energy. What activities or tasks energize you? It could be a song. It could be dancing, it could be having a shower, maybe being creative in some way. So just take a few moments to reflect on your individual answer. Now think of people in your life that you have relationships that maybe give you energy. You might not, and that's okay, but maybe just noticing those relationships, those people that you have in your life that lift you up, that boost you. And they could be really close relationships with family members or friends, or it could even be that friendly barista that you see, and they always remember your order, and they always say something nice and gives you a smile, and it just lifts your energy. So just have a moment to reflect on maybe if you do have anybody in your life that gives you energy. Now we're going to reflect on that self-talk again. but now on the other way. So what language can you use to say to yourself, to energize yourself, to boost your own energy and be kind to yourself? Maybe it might be more helpful to imagine that you're speaking to a dear friend, as I know that when we try to talk to ourselves and boost ourselves up, we can be quite self-critical. So maybe imagining a dear friend, and what would you say to them? And how can you encourage them when they're feeling tired or down or drained of energy? When we know what gives and takes our energy, we can help ourselves by setting healthy boundaries and know when to be kinder to ourselves. It can be easy, or it can be hard on ourselves when we, it can be easy to be hard on ourselves when we are low on energy. But knowing what gives us energy means we have a toolbox waiting to be used when we need it most. So remembering what those activities and tasks and those people that give you energy, and focusing on those. All in all, it's about being kind to ourselves. None of us have endless energy, but we all do have enough energy. We just need to be mindful about where and how we spend it. And that is easier said than done. But hopefully, maybe after doing this meditation, you might see ways to maybe just help yourself and be kinder to yourself. So let's take one last deep breath together. Inhale through the nose slowly and deeply. Feel the belly rise, and when you're ready, let it back out either through the nose or the mouth. And before we come back into our environment, let's just wait here for a moment. There's no rush. And I just want to finish with a little mantra that maybe you can take into your daily routine. So if you would like to, you can just repeat this in your head or out loud, depending on where you are right now. But when you're ready, repeat this after me. I will be kind to my energy.
I will be kind to my energy.
I will be kind to my energy. I will be kind to my energy.
I will be kind to my energy.
And when you're ready, just gently blinking open the eyes. There's no rush. You might need to take a sip of water or have a little light stretch. Let me know how you're feeling. There's no rush.
I'm just looking at the numbers and no one left.
Hmm.
No one left.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's
good. Isn't it? Isn't it? That was magic. It is like magic, I think. It is like casting a spell. That was wonderful, Lemons. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. Is it okay if I turn my camera on for a moment?
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes,
yeah.
It is. Let me
you
just
get to put a face to the to the Lemons.
There we go. I'm just putting the links
don't
in.
Don't get
the
too
chat.
Excited.
Hey! Let me get the screen up. There you go. Hello. How nice to see you. That was
hello,
everybody. That was amazing. We've just posted the links again. So if people go to your Patreon, what do they get? They get that.
Yes, sort of. So yeah, so there's different tiers. If anyone doesn't know Patreon, you can offer different tiers. So the first tier is just like a general support, and then the next one is meditation, and I do weekly meditation sessions privately on Zoom, and then I also record them, so if you can't attend. And then the next level up is meditation and yoga, and it's the same, it's a monthly class, and then you get the recording. And then the last level is a self-care advocate, so it's one-to-one sessions, so you're really sort of focusing on your own individual needs rather than just like a general sort of group class.
Is My Lemon's mum in the chat? Is that your mum?
Ah, yes, it is my mum.
Ah, hello, mum.
Sorry, I don't have the chat on my screen.
She said that was lovely. Thank you. Hello, mum. Your daughter is amazing. That's amazing.
Ah, that's lovely.
I feel a little bit spacey, to be honest.
Yeah. It's great, and it's such a simple thing to give yourself even 5 minutes of whatever it is, listening to a YouTube video, or there's all these wonderful apps, seeing someone like you, or just sitting and just being aware of your breathing. And we don't do it. We don't do it. We overlook that really simple little bit of self-care that does just create a little break in the day where it's very private and, you know, we don't do it.
It allows us to become a bit more present as well in the moment.
Yeah. That was really helpful. Thank you.
I'm glad.
That was lovely. We had a little bit of trouble. I have found that clip, or our friend Matty has found the clip from the first time that you were on.
Oh, thank you.
I looked for it today and I couldn't find it on my computer. I tend to clear stuff out. But Matty, who is chief mod, has found it. He's going to send it to me and I'll send it to you, and we'll also send this over as well.
But
we'll put the links in the chat again, and I'll give it a little tweet as well. Thank you so much. What was needed. Namaste. That was exactly what was needed today. Take care of yourself, and we'll speak anytime.
Take care.
Got a very lovely email. Thank you very much, Lemon. It's a very lovely email saying, can I come on again? It's like,
please.
Yeah. We can't fill 4 hours. We can't fill 20 hours a week with this crap. Mm. Come on. Magic.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.